You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
We are keeping up with the latest on the second day of the trial of Chad Daybell. The first witness has spent almost 2 days on the stand. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, developing news. Police at Southern Utah University confirmed no shots were fired after an active shooter threat, but sources say some of the buildings are being evacuated and classes have been canceled for the day. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A crash in Utah County on southbound I-15 approaching Pioneer Crossing. But be very careful. A left lane is blocked in that blind curve. As you're coming around that, be prepared for slowdowns. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Stunning spring weather today with highs in the low 70s and sunny skies. I'm Matt Johnson.
Just a beautiful day. Sunny 64 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani facing federal charges. Ipe Mizuhara is accused of stealing millions from Ohtani to place bets and pay off gambling debts. U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada says Mizuhara opened a bank account for Ohtani and then used it for himself.
A federal complaint filed just a few minutes ago charges Mizuhara with bank fraud for allegedly stealing more than $16 million from Mr. Ohtani.
Federal authorities say a review shows no bets were placed on baseball and say Ohtani is a victim in the case. Republicans broke ranks yesterday blocking a key procedural vote on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, from being renewed. It came after former President Trump called for it to be killed, claiming it was used to spy on his campaign. ABC News political contributor Rachel Bade says the GOP House Speaker now vowing to bring it back up again.
You have these national security hawks, people like Mike Turner, who leads the House Intelligence Committee. He also is allied with Speaker Johnson and even the Biden administration, so a bipartisan coalition on the other side. These folks are very much pushing back on these amendments, and as far as I can tell from my conversations with Republican leadership, those two amendments are probably going to die, as in the defense hawks are going to win this battle over the privacy concerns.
In Virginia, the former assistant principal charged in connection with the Newport News school shooting in court today.
Ebony Parker appeared in court in a gray suit a day after being released from jail on bond for 8 counts of felony child neglect, one for each of the 8 bullets inside the gun that was used by a 6-year-old student to shoot and injure his teacher at Richneck Elementary School last year. That teacher, Abby Zwerner, accuses Parker and others of ignoring multiple warning signs that the boy had a gun and was in a, quote, violent mood the day of the shooting.
ABC's Mark Remillard reporting. You're listening to ABC News.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. American Airlines is coming to the Provo Airport. City officials announced this morning that American will have 3 daily flights, 2 to Dallas-Fort Worth and 1 to Phoenix. Joining me now live to talk about this development is Representative John Curtis, the former mayor of Provo. Congressman, thanks so much for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you, and this is super good news.
So, Congressman, tell us a little bit about your history with the Provo Airport, first of all.
Well, I was very fortunate, and by the way, I'll give my predecessor a shout-out. Louis Billings also worked hard on it, but it was a lot of fun to bring the first scheduled service into Provo several years ago, and residents have really enjoyed it. The Provo Airport, if your listeners have not been there, is a great experience to fly out of, and this will just enhance that.
Yeah, describe for us what this means to Provo.
Well, I love the airlines that are there, but they are not really well suited for people making connections. And this will allow people, whether it's Phoenix or Dallas, to make connections really around the country and around the world, which has not really been an opportunity out of Provo up to now. So it's actually a really big deal.
So describe for us what, as far as work being done behind the scenes to entice big companies, and maybe are you looking at other airlines as well?
Well, I'll tell you. So this is a mixed blessing for Provo and the Provo Airport. On the one hand, bringing these airlines in is so powerful and helpful to residents. On the other hand, I know a lot of us enjoy the charm of a small airport. And I used to joke that you could walk into the airport in Provo and everybody you saw was on your flight. And that's just a great way to fly, right? It's a totally different experience. And so, and yet the valley's growing and the needs are growing and it's getting, you know, harder to get up into Salt Lake. So as these opportunities come for Provo, they're very important. They're important for economic development. They're important for quality of life and important to the airport. So I'm just really pleased to see American Airlines make this announcement.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.